Good evening, everyone. I know some of you guys were expecting a bit more of a democratization thing tonight, but we're putting it off to next week because we're going to talk about the situation as you've probably noticed with John McAfee. Because yeah, it's I know it's somebody you very much appreciated, Trig, and so did I. But I don't know, I think
John.
there's more to him.
Yeah, no, John was my spirit animal. I mean, apart from the fact that on occasion people have literally called me a low budget John McAfee because I do have the same moustache and beard as him on occasion, and a few of the same proclivities, or at least allegedly in my youth. But yeah, no, John as I'm. You know what? I'm still hoping that this is some weird elaborate plot to escape the feds, and he's actually on a boat heading off into the
Well,
Atlantic or something.
we're all hoping he did fake his own death, yes. It's I don't know. He was a meme, but it is also sad. As always, normal YouTube-y stuff. We are still monetized somehow.
We're trying hard not to be, but somehow,
Yeah, we are.
somehow it's happened.
Yeah, so you can join the channel, you can do super chats and all that good stuff, but the best way to donate, I've pinned it in the chat again, is through Streamlabs if you guys want something read out. So we'll be doing that. I put in chat, but for future reference, if you guys have trouble with these streams starting, generally you should refresh them. So YouTube is terrible, and the back end is like showing like no viewers, but there are viewers definitely. There are people responding. So yeah, YouTube back end and everything else is ass shit. So a refresh when streams start, just as a blanket thing for the site in general, never goes amiss. But I don't know, Trick. How have you been? We've not really had more of a freeform stream in a little while, so.
I've been okay. I think you know I had a bit of an accident last weekend and managed to knack my hands up quite badly. So I've been being sort of ouchy and grumbly and generally a miserable old git for a few days this week.
Ah,
But other than
same.
that, pretty good. Few things going off at home on the home front, but nothing too serious, fortunately. Everything seems to be coming up trig at the moment, I guess. Sort of a bit.
Everything's coming up Millhouse, yes.
Yeah. But this is why I haven't been playing. I was doing I was doing some Deus Ex streaming.
The Deus Ex,
But
yeah.
I kind of stopped all of a sudden. I didn't tell anybody why, but yeah, basically I knackered my hands chopping down a tree with a chainsaw. They are still attached. It wasn't an actual accident. It's just I have the vibration of the chainsaw caused my hands to do the what they do, and unfortunately that was it. I was then sort of sat there going grumble, my hands hurt, I'm going to be a miserable bastard. Mumble, mumble, bad words,
Mumble, mumble, grumble.
old man
Yeah.
sounds,
Well,
etc.
I've been very busy with real life stuff as well. I had a job interview today.
Yeah, I heard.
Goes,
How did that go?
it's like my seventh one because everyone is just keeping people on file until they know the lockdowns are definitely gone. Because it's a nightmare doing any kind of work right now for anybody. But yeah, it went well. To be fair, I've not had like an outright no from anyone yet. It's mostly just that people can't secure the budget to hire me. It's the big problem.
Ooh, subtle flex. Nice, like it.
No, well, it's like that with anybody who's like a full-time employee who isn't like a shop worker. It's ridiculous how much it costs an employer to employ someone. Like, if you're paying someone, say, even like 30 grand a year, you know, normal, like, low manager kind of wage in most places, that's going to cost, you know, the company at least like 55 to 60 grand. Because of all the costs associated with it. So, I don't know. It's, again, taxation and also regulation re a lot of the time. Yes, but yes, Venus. Thank you, Caleb. I am looking at the chat. We will talk about the Dead Man's Switch. We have a lot of that stuff set up. I don't know, you know, it's very early days. He did only die kind of. Was it today or was it yesterday? My
It
brain's all.
was yesterday it was reported on.
Yeah.
Although I did see weirdly that I think it was Business Insider actually released an article about him the day before yesterday, and then immediately went and updated it sort of very swiftly afterwards to sort of tack on, oh, he dead now, kind of thing at the end of it. And
Yeah.
we can run through that in a bit actually, because it's
Okay, It was last night, wasn't it? Yeah, but it wasn't really properly confirmed. At least not for me. Because I was thinking it could, even though big people reporting it, it could still have been a ha-ha. It could still have been, you know, McAfee has been known to pull things like this. And well, also joke about it.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it was. I think it was in Belize when he was running into some troubles, and we'll talk about that in a bit as well. And yeah, he essentially faked a heart attack outside the police station, got himself rushed into hospital, and the next thing he was off out the country, basically.
I don't know. He could still turn up like the end of the movie.
I swear, if that madman is sat on a boat somewhere snorting coke and cleaning his gun as he heads off out the Straits of Gibraltar, then frankly, round of applause, to be honest, because that is how McAfee should ride off into the sunset on his boat, not commit to life.
Like this.
Not like this.
Not
this
like
was,
this.
No, this is very, very sad what's happened here, because, you know, he's an interesting guy. Really, 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 bit of a madman. In fact, I wouldn't surprise. Has Dank done a Mad Lads on McAfee yet? I don't think so. It strikes me that this is probably going to be a Mad Lad for Dank to do.
Yeah, it should be. The thing is with McAfee, and I've been thinking about it today, is that he really was, for a long time, like, the last outlaw. He's one of the only modern, like, especially, like, post-2000 figures that we have that is, like an outlaw folk hero. He's almost like the tradition of the Old West.
Yeah, he's, you know, Billy the Kid. It's... Well, I said it yesterday. In fact, I think I put a quote online on Twitter. The Hunter S. Thompson quote, which I'm just going to bung up here now. So, there he goes, one of God's own prototypes, a high-powered mutant of some kind, never considered for mass production. Too weird to live, too rare to die, which is, of course, from Fear and Loathing.
I lived on screen for a bit. I don't know. I made that and it made me sad.
Yeah.
It really did. Kind of brings it. I do like the Hunter Thompson. He does. He has that kind of. I don't know. There is a wider discussion here about the fact that there was that spirit of, you know, kind of he's like the good side of the spirit of the 60s, not all the cringe MK Ultra victim. You know, you should be a communist shit. Like the balls out rawness of how he was. Is something of a bygone age. To be fair, that's more like when the 60s turned to the 70s and shit got weird and the weird went pro with Mark Thompson. But it is that spirit, and it is that kind of outlaw, you know, in a non-cringe sense, stick it to the man properly.
Totally.
It's something that's hard to fake, is very rare, and is even rarer these days as things get more closed off and closed down. I mean, he was somebody who was like an international outlaw, and part of the reason he survived is because, whether or not he did, he at least claimed to have a large amount of information that could be damaging to the people who wanted to see him come to harm.
I mean, let's start with him. You know, who is John McAfee? John McAfee wrote the original, one of the first ever antivirus programs. You know, McAfee Antivirus is, you know, 1980s, early 1990s. You know, buy a PC from PC World, have McAfee installed on it, and never be able to remove it again.
to be fair, that wasn't how it used to be.
No, it was actually pretty decent in its earliest format. But he made his money there, and as a result, he ended up doing some antivirus and security work for literally the powers that be. In fact, all of the powers that be would call John McAfee in, which is how he allegedly, you know, oh, I backed up your files, lol, you can't touch me, type sort of stuff, which is why, you know...
Yes.
Why the legend happened, why he, you know, kept on getting let out of prison, why he kept on evading justice, so to speak, for his many foibles, shall we say.
Well, the thing is, McAfee was out of McAfee the antivirus software by 1994.
Yes. Yes.
That he was not in it very long.
No,
he was.
He made his money on it, made a lot of money on it, and then sold it. And then it turned into the horrendous, joke that was his. Well, I mean, he did the video, didn't he? We've all seen the
Yeah, he did
video.
we've all seen the famous video. If you've not, just
How to
it should be in the
uninstall
clip
Jum
results, yeah.
How to uninstall McAfee antivirus. By I mean it's on his own YouTube channel, and
Yeah.
glorious. Sort of sat there with his bath salts and his sort of seven scantily clad women all sort of massaging him and a table full of guns in a jacket and his underwear. Brilliant. That's
It's depressing, like how few people like how few millionaires are interesting. How few people with wealth decide to just go balls out in a non like cringe SoundCloud rapper way. It's
Yeah.
depressing. Like the thing is, that's the way. That's one of the things that defined like Victorian Britain, really, was just the absolute eccentricity of the people who gained wealth and had wealth in that period. And how much just incredible shit got done by their hands, and not like stuff like the Clinton Foundation and the God forbid fuck, I've got my brain's drawing a blank.
Bezos?
The Gates, yeah,
The
Bezos and the Gates
Gates?
Foundation,
That
yeah, the
lot,
Gates
yeah.
Foundation.
They're so dull. I mean, they're not just dull. They're sinister and horrendous. But Bill Gates, I mean, I would have so much more time. Steve Jobs might have been there, but he wasn't. Steve Jobs was too clean cut as well. Bill Gates being found, covered in vomit, and being arrested in with 15 hookers and 2 tons of Colombian white, would make him a lot more interesting than Bill Gates, might have murdered a whole few villages in Africa testing a new vaccine. One is, I mean, both are technically
Well,
against some laws, but one is hilarious and he's enjoying his money. And the other one is, dear God, make him stop. Oh no, he's a super villain.
it is. It's a great example of how people being quote unquote altruistic is actually a lot more boring.
Oh
really,
God, yeah.
and how people just pursuing their niche weird interests using their own money is much more exciting and actually does a lot more.
I mean, people love Elon Musk for this. Everyone goes on about Elon Musk being a mad lad because he tweets the occasional, slightly edgy tweet. Smoked weed on a Joe Rogan show once, and fired a car into outer space. But stick him next to John McAfee, and he is the boring kid at the back of the class that eats paste.
Such a low standard, and I don't know. I don't like Elon Musk that much because of how many subsidies the man has absorbed. That's his whole
Yes.
business model,
Yes.
finding maximum subsidizable business. Although we have had a donation here,
Oh.
Bill 1234 Anime Avatar, thank you, Anime Abby, donated $3, and he says, "Wow, a whole stream about what is clearly a suicide." Trust me, guys. It's okay, Mrs. Clinton. We trust you. Oh dear. Again,
Yes.
it's oh that brings up. Sorry, what were you saying, Trick?
I was just
You're
saying,
saying
yeah, the
eccentric millionaires, yeah.
eccentric millionaires and how they aren't any anymore, and they're all boring. And yeah, as you say, they're on sucking on the government teat. I mean, as yeah, Elon Musk is basically the world's greatest dole scrounger,
Yeah.
essentially. I mean, he's thrown a car into outer space, and kind of respect for that. That is kind of funny. But it wasn't. He's just not rock and roll. He's not. He's
No,
trying.
he's
He
not.
tries to be. He's like, oh look, I've got a kooky girlfriend. She's a communist, and actually a bit tedious. Nah.
Yeah, she seems incredibly tedious. John McAfee talking about, with his black girlfriend, talking about how melanin stops COVID-19, whilst also talking about how you should take DMT, is kind of what you want. Like I said, whether you like the man or not, whether you believe in a lot of what he says or not, you have to at least admire that he is not boring and he is actually doing what he wants in a non-fake and performative way, which, like I said, is so depressingly rare.
No, he was a very, very interesting guy, and yeah, I mean, I've been following his Twitter forever now, and you know, I was hoping he would do something interesting with, because he had some interesting ideas with regards to crypto. I wouldn't have actually ever backed anything that he did because they all seemed to be horrendous pump and dumps. But he had some interesting ideas, and they all failed. He of course, famously didn't. Didn't follow through with the great bet that he
Yeah,
set himself up
Bitcoin
for.
hits 100 grand or eats his own dick, yes.
Yeah. Nearly. He got halfway there. But
Because a
the
lot
dick
of people, because it
the
started spiking, a lot of people were sweating, being like, "Oh man, he might be right."
Holy shit. Everyone wanted to see him eat his own dick. Well, he ain't gonna be doing that anymore. Don't think he was ever gonna. No one in their right mind does that. You gotta be some sort of weird German to do something like that.
Yes, you do. Ooh, thank you. I've been brought tea. Thank
Oh.
you. Thank you for the tea. Tea has been brought.
Very nice.
So I have tea. I'm happy.
It's okay. I have coffee. Although I'm getting low on coffee, I might have to run downstairs and drink coffee and make coffee. So actually, yeah, I'm gonna go and do that. Don't ask me to change the screen whilst I do it, because I can
Oh, no, it's fine.
I can flex and use a Bluetooth headset, which I'm doing now, and I'm walking away from my computer and
Oh,
maintaining sound
very,
effects.
very fancy trick. Very
Yes.
fancy. No, where I don't know. I like the quote. I like the screen, and we are just kind of mostly talking here. We will go through some sources and stuff of what happened with Belize, and we've got those famous, well now even more famous tweets about him, basically hinting at the fact that if he ever commits suicide, he will have been, as he put it, schwacked.
Schwacked,
it's.
Epstein, you know,
Yeah.
call it what you will. Yes. Ah, oh,
But
dear.
again, he represents something kind of almost intangible, bigger than himself, and it is, like I said, it is the idea that of the lovable outlaw, and it's as with so many things in shite modernity, it's one of the things we've very much lost, and I think it's almost like an essential part of the human condition to have these figures, because they remind us, to not take authority too seriously, and that there are people out there who, through their own sheer will or madness, are able to avoid the worst of how, of the authorities of the world, and do it in a fun way. Maybe that's why that's probably part of why they hated the man so much.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, this is it. I mean, he was a very, I mean, like the quote is, he was a very Hunter S. Thompson sort of type of character. He did live life turned up to 11. And, you know, he did sort of live in a jungle mansion with six prostitutes, seven prostitutes or whatever it was. He did sort of essentially hold the US kind of to ransom, with lol, I've got loads of your information, now I'm gonna run off and not pay taxes. Which, God bless him, anyone that's got the balls to say no, I'm not paying your taxes, taxation's theft, up yours, I'm off, see you mate. Fair play.
Please, I know a couple of people who've argued, like, some of the arguments that they made in court in the US have been quite interesting with a couple of people I've talked to. Because on a local level, if you challenge them hard enough and in the right language, you can actually get away with that. You've got to be quite lucky and know what you're doing, especially you've got to be in the right state as well. But there are certain state courts that will basically agree with you that you shouldn't pay federal income tax and that it's unconstitutional, which is
Yes.
funny.
Yes. Well, the if I remember rightly, the federal income tax was pushed through in the middle of the night without a proper quorum in the Senate. And yeah, if you have the right judge and the right lawyers and you make the right arguments at the right time and you know and face west when you're doing it and stand on one leg and pray to, you know, whatever the goddess of
Well,
luck is.
as you're
Sometimes they
talking
go,
about,
yes, now go away, shut up and stop talking about this and don't put it in the
stop
press.
doing that, oi. Well, they don't want another Schiff senior, basically. They don't want someone else to take it to the Supreme Court and basically say, we agree with you, but lol, we're going to find you, you know, file against you anyway because our handlers say we need to. As we talked about during the democratization streams, it's a flagrant violation of the 10th Amendment.
Yes.
That's just how the cookie crumbles, though. But yeah, he was what we could describe as a libertarian folk hero, really.
Well, as someone who likes to think of himself as a libertarian as myself, he did certainly try to run as the Libertarian Party leader in absentia, and I think it would have been far more interesting if he'd won that. Yes, yeah. He was without a doubt a libertarian. Possibly more of a true libertarian than a lot of the members of the Libertarian Party of the United States at the present moment.
The Libertarian Party is a joke. Well, from what I've been talking about, the idea of a democracy-focused... I know that you have to do certain things in this system, and I agree that an effective political libertarian force would be a benefit. You know, you wouldn't be able to get much done with it. It'd be a great demonstration of how the system fucks people over, you know, who aren't willing to perpetuate it. But it would be a fun exercise. But you're right, there's... I don't know, I actually had a run-in with Razor Fist of all people today on Twitter. And, he blocked me. Because he was like, he made a statement that was quite kind of Rothbardian. And people were like, oh, you're letting out your inner Rothbard. He's like, I hate Rothbard, Friedman was right, Ayn Rand. And I don't know, it's just, I think... You know, you have, like, people who think of themselves as, like, Randian Supermen, and you have people who think of themselves as, you know, the anti-hero outlaw. And I think people need to be much more realistic and think that, you know, you're going to end up as John McAfee, you're not going to end up as John Galt.
And I think more people... You know what, if more people aimed to be, you know, John McAfee, then all power to them. Frankly, I would love to see, you know, I would love to see bankers go off in this, because the amount of people that in their 20s, they go off, they do, you know, good at university, they go to the city, they earn millions, and they retire at 25 and become dollar's doornails. Some of them are old friends of mine. And you know what?
I've met some of those people too.
If it had been me, if I had actually had the wherewithal to do that, I would have probably ended up a bit more McAfee-like because, well, If you've got 7, 8 figures of money, maybe 9 figures, big piles of cash, then you get yourself a big boat, get some hookers and a big pile of, you know, whatever floats your boat, and go and make YouTube videos of you humping a whale off Maui. You know, whatever. Get mad. Get weird.
Yeah, get weird with it, yeah. The problem is, I think a lot of, like, basically, unless you're, like, a lottery winner to become even a millionaire in a lot of Western societies, you have to grease a lot of establishment palms. You basically have to be given permission by the government to be wealthy. Depressingly, most of the people who become billionaires do so because of, you know, basically government-sponsored monopolies rather than anything, which I think explains why these people are so boring and why the eccentric, you know, millionaires of the previous ages were so much more exciting, because they were just, you know, relatively normal people over them, or they were, like, wacky, mildly inbred aristocrats. They weren't, the boring middle manager types who were scared to get bumped off if they get a bit weird. But again, I think this is one of the demonstrations of why they don't get a bit weird, because they realize they have to play ball to remain wealthy. Otherwise, yes, the government will just come and get you.
Yep.
You will get, you know, you literally can't just go off into the woods. You will get Ruby Ridged. So maybe that's why you don't see more of them doing that, because you have to be somewhat close to the establishment to get, you know, get your hands around the money faucet. And then you start seeing what they do to people who are a little bit unusual.
And now they're all.
Are you back at your PC yet?
I am back at my PC. Yes, I am back. I am. I have the only stimulant that I'm legally allowed, and that's coffee. Good coffee, strong coffee. It'll do.
Shall we have a quick look at the? I think I just posted them in the Discord that we use for this. But the tweets that you put out, because that's a good place to start. The two where he talks about the fact that, you know, if he quote unquote commits suicide, he didn't commit suicide, basically.
Yes.
It's John McAfee posting, you know, two years ago that John McAfee didn't kill himself. Which is, I don't know.
Yes.
I mean,
Oh,
he's
that's.
saying it.
Well, this is the
He's
thing.
saying it
He knew
himself.
it, and he knew that people were, interested in having him, commit not alive. Let me. Well. Dang.
Yes, get suicided, not commit suicide. There we are. Excuse me. Yeah, he definitely had an inkling this might happen, let's say. Because he made noises like he knew it would. And to be fair, we've seen like figures, like UN figures as well, mysteriously come down with a case of barbell poisoning, if you remember. There was that one guy who was, I think he was investing in the Clinton Foundation, and he was he managed to like choke to death in a gym or something weird like that. It was an incredibly odd death, but it was one of the first like Clinton body count things.
I think what's the Clinton body count these days? Like 60, 70 odd people. Basically, you were statistically, you were far more in danger of significant health defects slash death slash suicide, knowing the Clintons personally, than you are from any disease. Sod getting vaccinated against COVID. Get vaccinated against Clintons. Get the hell away from them. If you know a Clinton, run. Change your
Yes.
name. Because
Become unclintonable.
yeah, absolutely. Run, delete every trace of you and get happy.
Yeah, the first tweet there is a from November 30th, 2019, saying getting subtle messages from U.S. officials saying, in effect, we're coming for you, McAfee. We're going to kill yourself. That's I got a tattoo today just in case. If I suicide myself, I didn't. I was whacked. Check my right arm. He created like the schwacked like crypto fork thing. Yeah, he had got a tattoo basically saying McAfee didn't kill himself. That schwack thing may or may not be important, may come up later. But
Yes, it's that's weird, that one, isn't it? Especially in relation to that little web address that is now
yep.
for sale. Funnily enough,
Apparently.
all of a sudden today. But yes, and
There
then there's
is.
where was the next one? Sorry, I'm being a.
It's the. Where is it?
I
Sorry.
am content in here. I have friends. The food is good. All is well. You know what? That might be a lie because, quite frankly, it's a Spanish prison. The food cannot be good in a Spanish prison. I've eaten at dodgy Spanish restaurants, and the food is not good there. So God knows what it's like in a prison.
Yeah.
But that said, it's a bit sort of, I'm alive and well. I do not feel in any way, shape, or form unhappy.
Yeah.
I do not intend to kill myself. Oh no, they've died. Yes, and yes.
I'm
Oh
not
no,
dead.
he's. I
Yeah.
mean, this was last year, wasn't it? This
Yeah,
was
this was.
just under a year ago. Poor
It
bugger.
was. No, it was October.
October,
So,
yeah.
yeah. So, about 9 months ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the another thing was, again, it's just he really did call it. That's again, it's sad, but it's also, I don't know. I think he'd enjoy the meme. Knowing John McAfee, he did make some appearances. Unfortunately, I couldn't get him to appear on Dumping with Scrump when that was still going. Because he did do a whole bunch of stuff where he like went on like even small podcasts, and I
Yep.
was hoping and beyond hope we could get him either on Sargon's show or on my show or on like even like I don't know if Seal of Approval was running at the time, but like three or four of us tried to get him. So we could all pile in and have a stream with McAfee, but unfortunately, he'd filled up his docket by that point.
Yeah, oh,
That would have been cool.
that would have been wild, because he was a madman, and he was, what got me was that he was clearly wanted by the US government. And whilst he was dossing around in South America and the Far East and places like that, he was relatively safe. If he'd gone to Russia or somewhere like that, he'd have been fine. But instead, he decided to bod around England and Europe and the Mediterranean. And that was asking for trouble, in my opinion. But he managed to get away with it for a while. But then the Spanish got him. But he, it wasn't. Do you ever follow his? You followed his Twitter. He used to do
Of
these
course, yeah.
little videos of either snippets of greatness, like his, why power corrupts, or maybe just how to make a really nice cocktail. And you know what? Next time I'm near people and large amounts of booze, I will have to have a crack at making some McAfee cocktails. Because they're usually kind of lethal, but he was, a bit of a Renaissance man as well. He knew how to play guitar. He knew how to play the piano. He was a man that was, really quite kind of cool, and
You're saying,
didn't take himself too seriously.
in another age, he would have gone and probably managed some kind of British dependency. He's the kind of person who used to thrive under systems like that. A good old fashioned self-motivated eccentric. But there doesn't seem to be room in the world for those people anymore.
They don't fit in
They
with the
got flagged.
current zeitgeist, whatever you want to call it, which is a damn shame. The world is less interesting without these people. I was going to say,
But do you want to?
did Hunter S. Thompson get bumped off? He did, didn't he? I've got a feeling Hunter S.
No, he
Thompson.
didn't. He didn't get bumped off. He killed himself.
He did kill himself.
He actually did kill himself.
That's.
He felt like, to be fair, he felt irrelevant. He felt he said everything he wanted to say, and he killed himself. Which is fair enough.
I suppose.
If you feel it.
Yeah, when you've done your bit and you've strutted your hour upon the stage, and you think the only thing in front of you is a miserable, non-existent lifestyle, I guess. Oops, we don't want that. Let's not share my Twitter account with people too much.
Yeah, that's fine. It happens. The other thing, I know you got it up, was the exact events. I don't know, do you want to talk about the possible Dead Man switch,
The possible.
or do you want to talk about the Belize stuff first?
I think we should start with the Belize stuff first, because
Yeah,
the Dead Man
background.
switch is definitely
Related to it.
related, and so on. And again, he actually wrote a piece. John McAfee wrote a piece back in 2016 for Business Insider, which again is one of those sources that's usually, reasonable. I don't mind Business Insider. We were talking about it. It's
Like I
a bit
said,
like Forbes.
like I said off air, it depends on the contributor because they're a bit scattershot with it, a bit schizophrenic. Forbes used to be a lot better than it is now. I remember reading some older articles from like, I know the one we talked about, the swine flu one from like 2010, where they were talking about the WHO faking a pandemic. A very different age now is 2010. Things are very different now. But yeah, it's somewhere where you can occasionally see actual journalism, or at least something interesting, sneak through.
That's incredible. There we go. That's so much better. Yeah, no, and yeah, John McAfee, because people were running stories about McAfee, certainly 4 or 5 years ago. about McBelize and so on. And then he brought out his famous video of how to uninstall McAfee, which was, he was definitely taking the piss. And in fact, I think he says it
in
his article.
Well, that happened before this. That was like 2013, 2014.
That's right.
That's when I really became aware of the fact that he was a mad lad.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and it was, that was him, he says it in his article, he basically released that video, and everybody calmed down about him, because he was getting all manner of grief, and people phoning him up and wanting comments, and this, that, and the other. And he did this sort of, this video about himself, and everyone went, well, you know, he's owned it. He's, you know, he's there. He is with the strippers and the bath salts and the table full of guns. There's nothing else we can say to make him look bad, because he's just owned it. But yeah. Where is it now? Here we go. Because he's talking about here about essentially privacy. So we never escape our past. It is the foundation of who we are. For most, their past is a selected set of thoughts, actions, and feelings that they choose to divulge to others, and that set of disclosures varies depending upon their relationship to others. A stranger in the street may get a virtual null set. A spouse may receive anything that person can remember. How different that is from today, where you're supposed to almost not have any privacy. He does go on to sort of say how for the private eye and politicians, you know, shouldn't have much of a right to privacy. And that seems right. The people need to know at the deepest level that the people that they choose to represent them and who they are. Here we go. It's not easy for your average person to gain a reference point for the evaluation of my life. Up until the age of 38, I experimented with drugs of every kind. I became addicted to some, was scarred by others, and was astonished by a few. DMT, give it a go. I didn't say that. Don't do drugs, kids. I have discussed this in the national and world press. More times than I can count. I am currently married to an ex-prostitute. The details of this came about as I've also been divulged by me many times. I've been jailed multiple times and have brushes with the law both here in America and abroad, and it is in this aspect of my life that an average person cannot find a reference point for understanding. I disagree. I think actually that makes him fairly identifiable. There's an awful lot of people that at some
maybe
point...
Maybe to you, not to like absolute normies, I guess, but...
Okay, fair enough.
you must remember, most people are normies.
Most people are normies. Most people are yeah, okay. I myself have difficulty sometimes believing that what I've experienced actually happened. Yeah, John, know the feeling, dude. But in every case, my brushes of the law, with the exception of one, caused by pure stupidity. A DUI I can attribute to the belief that every one of us possesses the fundamental right to civil disobedience. Hell fucking yeah, bro. Absolutely. Some laws are absolutely immoral, unconstitutional, and we must. It is our duty to protest those with our actions. Just don't end up spending huge amounts of time in jail for it. That's not good. But yeah. Every now and then, aim to misbehave is not a bad thing. But yeah, no, it was he basically after making his small fortune, by today's standards, by, you know, Bezos standards and Musk standards, it was a small fortune. It was many millions, but it wasn't, you know, billions kind of money. He buggered off to Belize, which is a sort of, in theory, paradise in the sun. At which point he got himself into some trouble. Because Belize is apparently, according to John here, I cannot say that I've been to Belize and have experienced it myself. Though I can imagine, Belize is apparently somewhat corrupt, and he found himself being extorted by the government. As he says here, this led to a series of events that to this day no fictional movie has ever matched. You know what, he needs a filmmaking of him. It's as simple as that.
We need a fictional John McAfee portrayal, yes.
Yeah. He moved to Belize in 2008, thinking I would retire and fish and scuba dive and sail and otherwise enjoy my declining years. I was 63 at the time. My retirement had lasted just a few months. I moved to the North Island of San Pedro, where the roads were impassable and all residents depended on one ferry service, Island Ferry, whose dozen or so boats ferried people back and forth to town on the 30-mile coastline of the North Island. The boats were unreliable and schedules were seldom kept. So yeah, basically, he starts up his own business to go into competition with this. And he called it Coastal Express. He basically ran it for almost nothing, except for the giggles. He didn't take very much profit out of it. As a result, was able to run it for cheaper than this other business. He was running school kids to and from school for free, and charged, this is one quarter of the Island Ferry prices to the locals. Which collapsed the other business. The owner of the of Island Ferry was a Canadian and had friends within the Belizean government because they had been paying off the Belize government. And they came for him, basically. And I can go through the transcripts. I have the transcripts here of it where he's basically... can you give me some money? But they basically shake him down to the tune of $2 million. To which he turned around and basically said, no, go forth and multiply, get, fucked. And then they tried to kill him. And as he claims here, they tried to kill him and they failed because of incompetence, and instead killed his next door neighbor. Now there's some disagreement with regards to this, because apparently his next door neighbor didn't like his dog and this, that and the other and so on and so forth, and they tried to pin it on him. But he's got some tapes, as I've mentioned, the transcripts we've got here, where they actually discuss the various types and ways that they were considering killing him. And then they basically, here we go. In April 2012, a local representative visited my judgment compound in the interior and discreetly suggested that a $2 million donation to the ruling party could cause our impasse to simply go away. I declined. 1 week later, in May the 2nd, my jungle compound was stormed by 42 paramilitary officers of the universally feared GSU. They shot my dog, destroyed $500,000 worth of property, subjected me to indignities, arrested me on false charges, which were dropped a few hours later. The following day, I was contacted by the same representative that had originally asked for the $2 million, who now asked whether or not I had changed my mind. I told him to F off. Mad lad. Madman. Mind you, I'll tell you what, someone breaks into my house, smashes up my shit, shoots my dog in front of me, and then asks me if I changed my mind about paying them off. I would be tempted to tell them to fuck off too. Excuse my language, I know I shouldn't, but yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No. Do not accept this.
There definitely needs to be a John McAfee movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the rights need to go to his wife, who I'm sure needs, looking after and a source of income now. Poor lass is without her husband and has been for a year. So basically, they continue to persecute him. His next door neighbor gets shot. And the Belizean police came to question him again. For questioning which he knew he would never return. There are horrors, tortures, dismemberment, etc. inside Belizean jails. So he... essentially, if I remember rightly, the story goes, he faked having a heart attack on his way in there. Got his lawyer to phone for an ambulance, which I don't even know if was a legit ambulance. And they basically smuggled him out via Guatemala.
Yeah.
Which is, it's real. I'm not saying James Bond stuff, because it's cockeyed, libertarian mad lads trying to be, sneaky type of nonsense. But Because this Belizean house in the jungle that he was living at, he was living there with a whole bunch of girls. One of which, Janice, his wife, he ended up marrying. A couple of them, I believe, tried to kill him whilst he was there because he was apparently somewhat of a madman and difficult to live with. And eventually, he got out and bought himself a boat and has been blasting around the world on a power boat and visiting countries and generally being a complete lunatic ever since. And then ran
Wait,
for Libertarian Party a couple of years
yeah, he
ago.
basically wanting to retire, and a corrupt, small nation government decided to not let him retire, basically. He just wanted to be in his mansion with his hookers and, improve a bit of the resources where he was and make his life more comfortable. And they, as is always the case, they just wouldn't leave him alone. None of this would have happened if they just left him alone.
He tried to retire, and just when they think you're away, they pull you back in, essentially, sort of tier stuff. And yeah, poor old John. But that was it. This sort of behavior, and then his video and various other bits and bobs, sort of all around the 2010 and onwards, made him into the legend that he's become over the last 10, 11 years. But he's always been this guy. He's always been an absolute madman, because the reason he was running off to Belize was, as we said earlier, because he'd done some work for the American government and apparently backed up or copied files of something or other. Now, if I remember rightly, I can't remember exactly which president it was that was serving at the time.
It's Clinton.
It was Clinton, wasn't it? Now, isn't it funny how he had no problems up until this year? Because for the last 4 years, the establishment in America really didn't really care about McAfee. McAfee was just running around being a nutter, and nobody really minded. But this year, there were people in power that had a grudge against him.
Yeah, he'd mostly been fine, and he was stuck in a, the worst that he got, he was stuck in a bit of an extradition quagmire in Spain. But now it seems that, the new regime, he's not fared well under.
No, he didn't fare well at all, or fed well at all. It was funny because this happened literally as the extradition order came through. So it was basically, yes, you're free to, or you're being sent back to the US to testify. And within hours of getting that news, he became uninstalled from
Yes.
this current reality.
McAfee didn't uninstall himself. It's very, again, it's just, it's so blatant as well. It is just so blatant. They're not even pretending at this point. They're not even pretending that John McAfee. No one's gonna believe it. That's the thing. No one believe. It's even more obvious to most people than the Epstein thing was. It is so transparent, but that's what they can do now because of, basically what's been done during the pandemic with the power, really. They have just such concentrated power that what are people gonna do about it, It is really just a wink and a nod at this point. They are actually borderline bragging about the fact they killed John Mack. And it's yeah, I hope he does have something. I hope there is something out there that he squirreled away that can screw these people over. Even though I don't know, it's a long shot. It's probably never going to happen. But oh, I posted it further up in the general chat in the Discord. Did you see his McAfee's own black market cannabis stuff that he handled for a while in the US?
I did see that. Yes, in fact, where is it? Hold on a second. I have a thing of that, as you said. Yes. John McAfee's own black market cannabis. Absolutely fantastic. In fact, I'll tell you what, if there's any of that floating around still in existence, I bet you the value
That's
of
got to
that,
be a collector's item, yeah.
yeah, that jar alone has got to be a collector's item. And you know, I don't know if this is actually him endorsing it himself, but there is the man himself enjoying a whoops.
A hard-earned break, yes.
Hard-earned break. Oh.
God, Trick, you're such a boomer with these images.
Look, they were fine when I was sorting them out earlier, and yeah, I know. I
It's fine, Trick, it's fine. We can we still get the idea. There we go. Layering, Trick, layering. There's a reason we have a lower third. Anyway, no,
No,
it is,
yeah, hold on. Well, let me
it
see if
is
I can.
fun, and he is funny, so.
He, yeah, no, he was an absolutely hilarious dude. And the world's, yeah, it's really, really freaking sad, man. I don't know what to say. That is, of course, a screen capture from his video, where he's about to shoot his own computer, because that's the
Ah,
only way to
yes.
uninstall McAfee from your computer is to kill your computer.
Ah, that was funny.
Yeah. But the Dead Man Switch.
The Dead Man Switch, yes. The rumored Dead Man Switch, I'd say.
The,
We
yeah.
really do not, we're not sure either way here.
I well, no, from what I've seen, I mean, the thing is, you see screens like this come up, and there's an awful lot of information, there's an awful lot of hashes and codes there, and let's see if we can actually get a slightly bigger image of it, and I'm gonna. It's difficult to tell what you're looking at. You know, is this, what does it mean? You know, when you see stuff like that, yeah, sure, that's a whole string of letters and numbers. And so on, and sure, that's, you know, offshore servers are being spun up as soon as the contingency data is replicated to the network. It will be made public. You will know as when the time comes, and that will be soon. But is this con artist trying to, you know, get a bit of publicity for themselves out of this whole thing? Is it actually what's happened? Is this Ethereum chain, that seems to be there? Is that for real? But there's nothing yet. All I can say at the
Nothing
present
concrete
moment,
now.
there is just hashes and codes and files that are encrypted floating about, being branded about as, yes, the Dead Man Switch is coming, and oh, isn't this going to be salacious and wild? Well, maybe it is. And you know, boy, it could be absolutely mad. There could be
Well,
some.
he did make threats about, what is it, 31 terabytes?
Yeah. It's videos, apparently, video footage,
Oof.
which would ring true with that sort of level of data. Because 31 terabytes, if that was just dry, you know, black and white paper
Well,
documents, that would be a
it could be
colossal amount
hybrid.
of. Yeah,
Yeah,
but.
it could be a colossal amount of documents and a colossal amount of video, which would be even more damning, but we'll see. Like I said, I don't hold that much hope, but it'd be amazing if something does come out after that, because he did he a lot of his problems went away last time he threatened to do that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. And he didn't get a chance this time. Whether or not they didn't believe him, or whether or not, because usually this sort of thing, you know, it's a case of, oh, he's too much hassle. It's not worth it anymore. And you know, now Epstein's done, and this, that, and the other, and all of that ground has been shaken up. Because, let's face it, it's probably more of the same type of Epstein-esque I don't want to say nonsense, but nonce.
It's nonsense, sense. Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking about nonsense, yes.
So it was that black eye, wasn't it, that did that? Was it black? Yeah. Brass Eye. Brass Eye was the TV show that did the paedophile special. We're talking nonsense. So whether it's that, I don't know. So if it suddenly sort of comes out, there's Hillary Clinton starring in her own bit of kiddie porn. Dear God, I'm not watching that. But if it's out there, you know, who knows? Maybe people will be brought to justice. Maybe they won't know, you know, because we've got Hunter Biden with a crack pipe in his hand and people go, no, it didn't happen.
There's rumour to be worse than it out there with Hunter Biden, to be honest.
I know.
The actual,
yeah.
Know,
yeah.
So it's a case of maybe it'll add to the canon of stuff that people know now, and people can just see how corrupt and degenerate the elite class is, and how it is, you know, even someone like Trump isn't welcome in their circles, even though he's a billionaire, because, you know, wealth isn't important to them. You have to be part of the in-group, and, you know, you have to essentially be blackmailed into it, if you know what I mean. You have to be pre-compromised. We talked about Skull and Bones and the Bohemian yep. Grove, and a lot of the stuff about Epstein Island when we talked about the conspiracy theories that are true. This is another kind of aspect of that. But yeah, despite being a very wealthy man, John McAfee was never part of the establishment and was never welcome in those circles. And as such, he is not allowed to be any level of mad lad. He is only allowed to be, you know, basically meek and mild and stay within his lane, possibly within the US. And it's a great example of, you know, it's a big club and you're not in it. And yeah, I hope there is stuff out there. But like I said, it almost doesn't matter that there is incontrovertible evidence out there about a whole host of people, and it just gets ignored, or, you know, it only has meaning when it gets actioned. You know, yeah. There's only meaning when there is actual action that takes place. So.
Well, this is it. I mean, what was I saying about this the other day with regards governments and government institutions and the police all essentially being kind of religious? And unless you've done your ceremony for arresting correctly, you know, the arrest doesn't get done, whether or not there is evidence to say, you know, such and such a person's, you know, shot and killed a whole bunch of people, or, you know, held a gun to some poor pregnant woman's stomach, it doesn't matter, because, you know, the arresting ritual was done incorrectly, and now we've got to set this city on fire. It's madness, and unless the religion is done right, you know, it doesn't matter. And if it comes out with, oh, look, we've got Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and the Podestas and all this lot all doing something weird, well, they'll go, well, chain of custody doesn't matter. It's inadmissible as evidence. Pfft, throw it out. Doesn't matter. Can't do anything about it. Well, they get to walk. And everyone gets to sit there going, but what? I get put up against the wall for not paying 10 quid in taxes and they get away with that. What?
Like we've talked about, when a ruling class has a monopoly on justice, there is really no way out from that. You know, once somebody gets a monopoly on what isn't justice, and once a class of people are allowed to decide arbitrarily what isn't justice, you get outcomes like that and like this, inevitably. It's inevitably what happens, which is why, I don't know, that's why I ended up not going on a bit of a tangent today, but being... It's quite revealing when you see people who are, say, more in the public eye, or who are supposed to have all these great ideas about things, and when they get pressed on a small issue, they kind of shrink away. A great litmus test as well is when you get a lot of, like, even people who are quote-unquote, you know, conservatives and on our side, in quotes, who won't even go as far as to say that Epstein didn't kill himself. There are, you know, certain people in the public eye who think to do that would be, you know, political suicide or, you know, career suicide, to come out and say it, even though they're supposed to have beliefs that are in line with with a worldview of free speech and free thought. And I think that, you know, a good litmus test is maybe people's reaction to John McAfee. Like I said, you don't have to like the man, but you at least have to respect what he attempted or at least professed to stand for. And you get all these different filters. The pandemic's been a big one. A lot of the political corruption's a big one. The election was a big one. And it's, I don't know. There's people who get it really, and there's people who don't. And I know some people don't like my language of that, but it's true. It is that there are people out there who get it, and there are people who don't. And I think John McAfee, despite all his, you know, maybe slight brain damage from drug use, he was someone who definitely got it.
I don't know if he had brain damage from drug use. I think though I think he'd got scars. I think he'd had put put lines not only on his face and in his table, but maybe on other things as well. But yeah, it's all part of what made his character so rich. And yes, maybe there was some damage, but you know what? If you get to 70 and you are undamaged by life, you have either been extremely lucky or
Hey.
extremely boring. And Joe McAfee was anything but boring.
Well, he was 75. You forget that. Because he always comes across more like a man who's in, like, who's. He looks like a man in his late 50s who's lived a bit too hard a lot of the time. He looks like a, you know, he's got something of, like, Keith Richards has looked like he does since he was about 40. He's always looked like, you know, he's been tan. That's probably why he's lived so long. He's like thick leather. But John McAfee has that look about someone. You know, he never quite looked like a doddering old man, and I think that's because of how he lived his life.
Absolutely. And you know, there's something to be said for, I mean, they say that stimulants like coffee, etc., will help you stave off things like Alzheimer's and premature, shall we say, aging illnesses. And there's one thing for certain is that John McAfee took plenty of stimulants. I'm sure he enjoyed much more than the occasional coffee. Are we saying that the drugs made his brain even less smooth? Yes. I am almost certain
Big wrinkle. He's a
that extra
big wrinkle
wrinkles
man.
were created. Yes, Mr. Smith, you are correct.
One of them big wrinkle niggas.
Wrinkly brain.
It's. I think it is true that he definitely. I don't know. I hate the term like neurodivergent and all that, and all the people trying to make an identity out of basically being fucking mental cripples. But he's one of those people who did not look at life and look at the world like most people do. He was, you know, John McAfee, for all his slight boomerisms, because again, he was a much older man than most people realize. He was not a normie. You can never accuse John McAfee of being a fucking normie.
Definitely not. No. Is he the last? Is he the last of the millionaire madman? I think.
I don't think so.
I hope not. I hope not. Who
I hope
knows?
not. Yeah, that's what I'll say. Well, we need more people like that. We need more, you know, the most. I guess it gets headlines when you know, someone as boring as Elon Musk goes, "Hey guys, look, Dogecoin." It's just that's apparently like very far out of normality. Like that's the level we're at. That apparently that is like, you know, an incredibly, you know, eccentric thing to do is, you know, basically tweet about a cryptocurrency. And that's it. That's the extent of it.
Hey guys, I'm gonna smoke a spliff with Joe Rogan. Hey, 420. Lol. And that's it. Yeah. Bam. Says okay pedo to a guy on Twitter, the world goes mad. You know, in comparison, as I said, he looks like a retarded kid at the back of the classroom eating paste next to John McAfee. John McAfee was basically sat at the front of the class getting head off two prostitutes whilst doing a line of coke. And and fair play, teacher didn't know where to look. Ah, John. Ah, what a shame. Mad
Quite a
from
shame.
knowledge instead of mad from birth defects. You know what? I think John McAfee, I think he knew what was going off in the world. He knew it. He knew as much as he could do about it and as much as he couldn't do about it, and decided to go off and enjoy his life.
Yeah, I think he did. And in doing that, he was, I don't know, he was pursued. He was not allowed to go off and live his life, and that's really what made him what he was in his later years.
The country that had a revolution and a war to over essentially no taxation without representation, kick out the British for having taxes, chased and punished the man across the globe, and essentially killed him for not paying his taxes. Which is
Yes.
exactly what Razor Fist tweeted this morning before you fell out with him. And yeah, no,
Well, I didn't.
well,
He
he just
just.
blocked you, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
People have been doing retarded takes on Twitter today. Anyway, we're not going to get into
Well, he's just like, I'm a libertarian, but Rothbard's retarded. I'm just like, but okay. And he's, I don't know. Even like the 90s Republicans who had to fall back on Rand because like conservatives have no they have no literary canon, like I talked about.
No.
Even there, yeah, it's a lot of people that they like what they see in spirit, but they don't, I guess, have the stomach for some of the intellectual backing of modern libertarianism. And yeah, that was one of those cases where you just get someone who, you know, a very mild tweet sets them off because they just they I don't know, a lot of people come pre-concobbed. Like I don't really care about Ayn Rand. I think like Rand is interesting, and I think some of the ideas of objectivism are very much pilfered from other ideas. It certainly isn't an all-encompassing and internally consistent worldview because it was never meant to be. It's derived from fiction.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just I again that's a bit of a litmus test when people just you mention something and they just like spaz out because they've been like completely owned on a topic in the past.
I just hate it when people just go, "Oh no, that person is disagreeing with me." Block.
Oh yeah, people are, I guess this is like an opportunity to actually shill my Twitter. Because
It
let me
is
find
the
it. You'll
it
be
is
able to see it, but I can't see it because he blocked me.
It is
You'll
the
have to go
channel's
through to it at
Twitter,
some
isn't it?
point.
Yes, officially we are. But
Oh,
yes.
okay, yes, sorry. I
We'll,
have no
we'll
access to this Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, this is just let's just
Yeah,
protect you a little.
this is Salman and the Boomers Twitter. Okay.
Yes.
So anyone anywhere could have made this post. But yeah, it's I don't know, it was a very mild criticism, and I just it was again, it was him talking about McAfee, and then he just decides to have a bit of a spasm for some reason. I don't know, it seems incongruous from someone who's supposed to have that kind of public persona. 'Cause some of his election stuff's been pretty good, but I guess he
I kind of like I kind of liked a lot of Razor Fist content in the past, and you know he likes some of the same sort of fairly lame games that I do, like Mech Warriors, which I know
Yeah.
giant battle mechs are in no way, shape, or form an actual feasible method of fighting in a future war, but don't care. I like
They're cool, Trip. They're cool.
I like big stumpy
Yeah.
robots. Okay. And yeah, no,
It is
here's what he said.
Twitter. Sorry, it's twitter.com/. It's at Starman Boomer, basically. We have a Twitter for the channel. I think it actually is in the description now. No, it isn't. I need to put that. I need to put that in the description then,
Yes.
because it is so new that it doesn't actually it hasn't actually ended up there yet. So I will actually quickly just go and put that in the description.
Yeah, you know, he got well, I didn't get completely panned because obviously he's got enough followers to just hit like at thing. But yeah, he said John McAfee is dead because of taxes. Our government killed or allowed a man to be killed over taxes, the thing our founders revolted over to begin with. This decaying country has no right to be called free. Absolutely fucking base take, Razor Fist. Well fucking said. Absolutely. And someone went, "Ah, letting out your inner Rothbard today." No, Rothbard was a moron. And then The same wing that wouldn't be possible without Rothbard's ethical relativism, which Ayn Rand warned about the fucking 70 in the 70s, and now here we are at the latest installment of Ayn Rand was right, Rothbard was wrong. What?
Well, I don't know. It just it's like it had to tell. How to tell me you haven't read Rothbard without saying you haven't read Rothbard? Really?
Yeah, I that's it. You know, this is you know, Mises Institute, dude. There's some reading there. You might like some of the stuff. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he's. I guess he's more Pat Buchanan. Like someone said in the chat. Yeah, sorry. $5 donation there from. I guess that's Dirt is King or DRT is King. Razorface is not libertarian and has been getting more hostile and being lumped in with them, but Razor's canon is more Pat Buchanan. I think it's Pat Buchanan, it's like, I guess, but it's just, it's like, okay, I want, like, 80s Reaganism, and, like, actually wanting to go back to the 80s. Maybe that's his whole shtick. He just, I mean, I know he likes all just the whole Metal Mucho thing. I know he dresses like it's the 80s and thinks that the 80s ending was the worst thing ever, but maybe that is just his actual entire personality and shtick. Look, that he just wants Reagan back.
Look, the 80s were pretty fucking cool, I gotta say. I too enjoyed the 80s and you know, although I almost would like to have been a little bit older, just so that I could have really enjoyed the 80s, because I was still only a teenager in the 80s. Being a 20-something in the 80s and literally doing the whole charging around the city in Porsches with, you know, with big piles of coke on an extremely extremely overdone hairstyle in skin tight leopard skin, you know, trousers, and being as straight as hell with it. You know, the rock and roll in the 80s was wildly over the top. I mean, it really was an amazing era to grow up in. The 80s was fantastic. The 90s was fun. The 90s was fun, but there was a lot of us in the 90s going, I really wish it was the 80s, so we're just gonna pretend it is still. Which is me, but yeah. Magoo, yes. I also enjoyed them a little bit too much at times. There's nothing wrong with decadence. Enjoying yourself. If you can't do it properly and actually live life large occasionally, you ain't living life. If you get through to the end of your life without a scar and without a dent on you, you've lived a boring life, and I definitely haven't.
I know there's a lot of stuff when I get, especially with people on social media, who don't seem to understand their own political worldview as well, and they just. You're right. You can detach your love of the 70s from like the politics at the time, and a lot of people can't do that. I think it's why a lot of people get very, oh, we just need to go back to the 50s. that's why I like John McAfee, because he didn't espouse a lot of horrendous political half-heard bullshit. He just kind of lived it, which is far superior.
Well, it is the way forward. And yeah, there's an awful. It's also, don't live your life by a label as well. I mean, saying John McAfee and just going, oh, he was a libertarian mad. Yes, he was, but he was just being John McAfee. He was being an absolute maniac. He wasn't trying to sit there going, oh, I can't do this because this particular philosophy says no. Live your life, be yourself, be who you are, and go and do it fucking large. You know, if something doesn't seem right to you, just tell it to go fuck itself and fucking do what you want to do anyway.
I guess you could maybe describe him as some kind of egoist, but most of those people are, like, incredibly autistic, and they just sit there like, it's like, what are you going to do with the 3D printed guns, egoist? Nothing! Nothing! That wouldn't be the right praxis, basically.
like I said, there's too much. I was having arguments about a nap earlier on today with Dev, actually. And it's like, and I was like, no, I don't give me that fucking label. Yeah, I will do what I fucking think is right in the circumstance, regardless of your silly fucking MS Paint fucking drawing, and no, if someone's fucking with me, I'm going to shoot them if they're
Well,
trying
yeah,
to
that's the
kill me.
point. It's
You know,
just
oh, but that conflicts with the nap, and you're supposed to be this. Fuck off. Oh, you said
well,
this, and that's an ANCAP, an ANCOM word. You must be an anarcho-communist instead. I was like, tard. Anyway, I get involved
the
in
thing is
that
that
nonsense.
people get very stuck in like ideological boxes that they don't quite understand anyway, and
Yeah.
it's a lot of people have focused recently. Like again, John McAfee was someone who was like like ideological at all, really.
That's
I mean, he did have some libertarian stuff behind him. He did talk about personal freedom, but his ideology was I am John McAfee,
yes.
which is your ideology. That's what your ideology really should be. It's I am who I am, and this is how I live. Like
Yes.
he didn't have an ideology. He had an actual personality, and he had a way of
Yes.
talking, and a way of being, and a way of living, which is not what most of these people who talk about, theory have. I mean,
No.
fair enough. We talk a lot about different stuff. And we're trying to build our framework of history stuff. But like, if you're right, if there were more John McAfees in the world, if everyone who got $1 million decided to basically be a John McAfee, the world would be a much more a much different place, and probably
Oh,
a better place.
it would be a better, more interesting, and more amusing place, yes. There would be a party down the road that I could wander into and go, "All right, guys, what's going on down here?" It's I was walking down the road, heard the music. There would always be something cracking off somewhere, rather than what it is these days, which is everyone sat there watching the next episode of Who Gives a Shit on Netflix or whatever they're watching. You know, it really
Yeah, they're too
nonsense.
afraid. They're too afraid to go outside without triple masking.
Yeah,
He's,
there would have been, the government would have gone, "Oh, this has happened. Wear your mask," and everyone would have gone, "No, fuck off." And the police wouldn't have bothered fucking doing it because the police wouldn't care either. We wouldn't have had a government like that in the first place. So yes, find yourself, be
No, we.
yourself, and live your fucking life is the only advice I can give to people.
Like I said, we need less we need less Bill Clintons and more John McAfees.
Absolutely. What's this? Razor's political shtick is wanting to unironically be Wild West Frontiers person and listen to metal his being is made from coming to from Arizona. Yeah.
I don't get how being a Randian slash Freedmanite achieves this though. It's I don't know. Again, I think a lot of people, I give them too much credit, and they probably just haven't particularly thought out their worldview, and they've maybe read a couple of things. And that's fair enough. But don't go around making very loud judgments about things you don't particularly understand, because people who have done the legwork will clown on you quite considerably.
Yes.
I honestly, again, not to get into the democratization stuff too much, but like. Calling someone like Rothbard an ethical relativist when he is actually like an ethical extremist. He is someone who is into the like the man wrote The Ethics of Liberty, for Christ's sake. You can't read that and not think and think, wow, Rothbard's an ethical relativist. It's like no, he's following on from him, someone like Hopper is basically like an ethics terrorist.
Yeah.
He's the man who comes up with ethical and moral frameworks for throwing communists out of helicopters. Meme-wise,
Yes.
but
Well, you know,
he's
there are different ways you can do it. If you get the get a good spin on them, you can get them a hell of a lot further than if you just push them.
it's quite amazing to I don't know. I think a lot of people just assume because. Again, I think a lot of people just accused John McAfee of being a nihilist or standing for nothing or indulging in non-serious ideas. I think a lot of people don't like they have a very rigid view of how politics should be or ideology should be or how the expression of it should be, and there's no room in their worldview or in their heads for someone like John McAfee. I don't know. It's almost like a litmus test of a society. Whether or not these people can exist within it. And I don't know, I can't think of anywhere on Earth now that is particularly free. I mean, he went to Belize because he thought it was, a backwater and he could just live there and be ignored. But
Yep.
somewhere it's either incredibly overbearing, over-socialized, and over-globalized, or it is just corrupt, like Belize was.
Yeah, no, I had a friend of mine who recently, I mean, bless his heart, he unfortunately died recently from a brain tumor. But he'd had the same thing and had up sticks and run off to Nicaragua for the same reason, as he basically could not find anywhere that he thought was free and thought that that would be his best bet, and off he went. I will be honest, I have looked at Russia recently and gone, is Russia freer than Europe and America and the West all of a
No.
sudden? No, it's not. No, it's not, but it's I don't know, Russian
Yeah,
women,
don't.
damn. Damn, Russian women.
Yeah, don't let people on America say, "Wow, guys, Putin's based," because Russia has its own problems. At some point, we'll have to do a stream about the particular issues with Russia and the Russian system
Yeah.
and the problems they're facing, and basically the same issues that we're facing in the West from a different angle, in that they're just trying to keep the whole circus going like we are.
I actually watched, in fact, I've got to finish watching it. I watched about three quarters of an interview that was done just the other day with Putin. In fact, let me see if I can find it. Where was it? Where was it? Where was
Yeah,
it?
it's.
It was, I
I'm
think it was the
surprised.
ABC or CNN. It was an American interview with Putin. It was a very, very good interview, actually. Putin clowned on the interviewer quite a lot, because the guy just couldn't deal with, well, Putin's a smart guy. I'm not saying he's a nice guy. Putin is an undeclared Tsar. Oh, Magoo, I know what you're saying there, but I'm almost unironically a czarist. I have not fond memories, that's the wrong word, but I've been looking into the Romanovs quite a lot recently, and I think history has done them a disservice, and I think they were treated very
Yes.
badly. I think actually, apart from certainly the Tsar and his daughters, etc., seem to be very, very kind and gentle characters by and large.
Almost like the problem is that they'd again, I'll send it to the stream about the Tsar, but they'd
Yeah.
retreated inwards. They'd become almost like naive and childlike, but
Yeah.
they also had a lot of excess, and their country wasn't particularly developed. Their problem really was, I think, almost a problem of naivety, honestly.
Yes.
And it is a real shame what happened there.
Yeah.
And obviously what came next was definitely worse, so.
Yes, it felt like a very sweet family that had a lot, a lot of excess, yes. Got woof. It went badly wrong, and maybe you should do something about Rasputin and all of that lot, etc., because it is kind of an interesting period of time. We've got a
It
few.
is an interest. Again, we have so much on the back burner, and yet for those of you guys who were expecting a democratization stream this week, it will be happening next week. We're not going to take more than 1 week off from those.
No.
We just thought that it was better to have more of a casual chat today, because
Well,
quite
yeah.
honestly, I need a bit more time to and sort of trig to put the notes in order for World War II.
I do, because I didn't say it at the beginning when you asked me how I was, but I don't know if you do know, but no, I have a relative of mine had heart surgery this week, and so I've been a little off the boil on my research, and there's stuff we to do Second World War in it, with the credit it deserves. There needs to be a little more than we've got at the moment, I think.
Well, the thing is, I found some sources, and I managed to miss the Mises, like a Mises Wire. To be fair, it was a bit buried. A Mises Wire reading list that somebody put out there that
Okay.
has some wonderful stuff on it. Like a lot of the stuff about Pearl Harbor, but we are gonna go like full conspiracy history of World War II. I know we kind of glossed over the sink of the Lusitania.
Yes.
But I would like to go into, a couple of things about, especially Stalin's warmongering, because there's a great book out there that is in the vein of someone like Anthony Sutton, which is basically about how Stalin was desperate to start the Second World War.
Yeah. Oh, and there's things like the Danzig Corridor, which very few people know about.
Yes.
I wouldn't surprise me if a bunch of our audience are like, "Oh yeah, we know about the Danzig Corridor." But I said
There are
this
a
to,
bunch of smart cookies out there, definitely.
I said this to you the other day when I spoke to my mum about it, and I was talking about the Coventry conundrum, the famous, do we va you know get everybody out of Coventry because we know the Germans are coming, or do we leave them and protect the fact that we've broken their codes? And my mum is in her 70s, maybe older, who knows? I do. She's not older, but I'm not saying that. No, my mum's in her 70s, but did not know. Did not know. Had nothing but, sort of, oh, Churchill was wonderful, because all they'd ever had was the propaganda, the war movies, and it wasn't history, so that, because it was too recent, so didn't learn it, etc. And there's a huge, huge number of people that actually know jack shit about the Second World War and why it was happened, other than Hitler was evil and bad, lmao. And it's like there's a lot more to it than that. Oh well, yes, he hated these people and he decided to invade Poland for no particular reason whatsoever, apparently. And it's like, oh, well, there's more to it than that. And have you ever thought about why we, came on the side of the other country that invaded Poland? Oh well, I haven't thought about it that way. So anyway, but yes, we're straying into
Yeah,
democratization
well, to be
by
fair, a lot
default.
of people have asked about that as well.
Yeah.
But no,
It's
it's again, I don't know what we are getting a bit towards the hour and a half. This is gonna be a shorter stream. But what are kind of your final thoughts on John McAfee, kind of as a public figure and as a person?
John McAfee, as a public figure and a person, I would imagine he was a pain in the ass to know, and also an amazing person to know. He strikes me as being one of those people that you would either love him, hate him, or the same at both at the same time. I imagine he lost a lot of friends because of what happened to him in the later years, but he was a wild man, and the world is a much, much less interesting place without people like John McAfee. And I encourage anyone listening to this, if you go out and make your millions, go and be McAfee. Don't be Elon Musk. Don't be, oh God, well, think of a name, Steve Jobs, Bezos, any of these people, Bill Gates, dull, boring, horrendous, psychotic Bond villain tier evil. Go and be John McAfee. Go and be absolutely hilarious and go and live life. Be large and make a absolute mess. Yeah, be it. That's rock and roll. Howard Hughes. Yeah,
I gotta
actually.
say,
Yeah.
whether or not it's real, there is probably at least a few people in the American power structure who are sweating about this potential dead man switch.
Good.
Like, you know there must be people out there who are going, but what if he does?
Oh, this is it. Even the ones that are going out there and living life large, even the ones that are going, oh yeah, I do crazy stuff. They're doing Epstein's tier fucking evil shit. If you're going to go and live a debauched life of drugs and sex and rock and roll, don't do it with 7-year-olds. Do it with full-grown consenting adults. They're all having a good time. Be fucking fun. Have a boat, have a party. Rock out properly.
Yeah, it's like unironically government bans partying for a year. It's
Yeah.
like an 80s movie. It's like the plot of Footloose.
Yeah. Oh, there's a film. Oh, I haven't seen Footloose in forever. Oh, that's a proper 80s movie. You know what I watched the other day? I actually watched Heathers the other day. That's a good movie. That's
I
another one.
haven't seen that.
You haven't seen Heathers? That's a it,
No.
it's a very good. It's Christian Slater and oh, what's her name? Winona Ryder. And
Oh.
they basically get sick and tired of the cool kids in school and start bumping them off.
Oh, who's it directed? Oh, right. Okay, so yeah, it is like What is it, like 19? Now, Heathers is really obscure, dude. What are you talking about?
Heathers is not really obscure. Heathers is an
Yeah, it
amazing
is.
movie.
I've never heard of it. Never heard of Heathers. And apparently it was made for $3 million and only made like 1 million at the box office.
Don't care. Great movie. Well worth watching.
I guess it was a yeah. I'm sorry, I'm reading the Wikipedia. I guess it was saying it was a cult success and like a home media darling.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of yeah, I think it has been reappraised more recently. But no,
Yeah, no,
Heathers is actually
it's really
Heathers
good.
is like pretty cult.
Yeah, no, well, but that you know what? A lot of my why I like what films I liked in the 80s were kind of like that. I've never been exactly mainstream. Heathers isn't, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Heathers is not obscure. Thank you, Maniacal Foreigner. You're right. It
I
is.
gotta say it's I'm usually pretty good.
No, it's worth watching. It is on, I think it's on Netflix. If it's not on Netflix, it's on Amazon. I watched it recently on TV downstairs, so it's.
It must be one of the ones that slipped through the cracks then.
Yeah, no, go watch it. Go watch it. Go watch it with people. Yeah,
Oh, it's
you'll
got
enjoy.
Winona Ryder in it.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's really, really good movie. Great fun. It's nearly as good as Return of the Killer Tomatoes, which is also a great movie. If you haven't seen that, people should watch Return of the Killer Tomatoes. It's well worth seeing George Clooney as a young bit part in a film.
I haven't heard of it. It's
That is
Spider-Man's
obscure.
late though. Wow. Okay. That's like later years, like Starcast kind of thing. Okay. I now want to watch this, and I'm sorry, chat. There's some things I won't have heard of. Heather's better than The Breakfast Club. Okay.
Yeah, no,
I'll have
it's
to give that a watch.
really good film. Really good film.
Let me have a look. I don't know. I'm gonna be cringe and have a look if it's on any of the streaming services.
I'm sure it's on Netflix. I'm almost certain it's on Netflix.
It might be on I think it might be on what is it? On Amazon Video as well.
Yeah, it was on one of the two. I was because I watched it the other day, and it was good fun.
Okay, fair enough. We've definitely got very off topic here though,
We
so
have, but yeah, sort of. John McAfee was a legend, and as a result, legends never die. And I'm tempted to cut my beard back to the same to a John McAfee beard again. But no, I like it the way it is at the present moment. But yeah, John McAfee was one of God's own prototypes.
who
Godspeed,
wants to
indeed.
Godspeed, and yes, we will be back next week. Failing some like horrendous accident or some real life shit. Like we will be back next week with democratization, the Second World War, and then after that, really, all we have is 45 to 50, and then basically as many conclusion and theory streams as we feel like once we've
Yep.
got all that behind us, really, because we've already done a couple of special episodes already within the Q&A. And we did the source. I did the source code with Evelyn, which I think was quite useful for some people, because I know at least like there's at least 100 people, which is quite a lot, who are following along and reading all the sources, and I get messages from a few of them every now and again, which is very basically it feels like we're teaching a university course almost.
Well,
It's
we are.
like
We've
that
we.
number of people.
We have talked about that. I mean, if we wrote this thing up as a thesis, somebody it would have to be based university of libertarians and mad lads or something to give you a degree for it. But, yeah, there's a thesis in this, definitely. Who knows? Maybe a master's. I think why not?
It's just something there anyway. But yeah, thank you guys for watching. Thanks for the donations. And again, we're gonna try and do a mix of content going forward. So I don't know. We'll see what happens once we've finished kind of the democratization stuff. We might take a bit of a break from it for a while and do some more specialist stuff. Because a lot of people have been messaging me about the esoteric stuff as well. Don't worry, we're gonna talk about like man and the stars, astrotheology. We're gonna talk about Hyperborea. We're going to talk about all this crazy, crazy stuff. And we're
Yes.
going to talk about, a lot of how history is basically, one, largely unknown, and two, what is known is a lot of it can be construed to be a lie. So,
Yeah. What was
yeah,
it? What was
we're
it
going to
someone
get there,
said the
guys.
other
Don't
day?
worry.
White people are all aliens. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are indeed a super.
Aryans! No,
Aryans. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bow to your
That's
masters.
powerful.
Ooh, I didn't
There's a
say
whole bunch of stuff out
that.
there that there's less evidence than you think of that is quote unquote historical fact, and stuff out there that there's more evidence to be think of that is supposed to be wild and conspiratorial. But again, we'll get there eventually, guys. We only have so many hours in the week to research these, and so many hours in the day to do them. So
Yes, and also have life and stuff
yes.
and things to do and people to speak to and etc. Ah.
Yes, Hyperborean Thulean Iceman. Oh, anyway, we can't get into that. We don't have time. I'm gonna end the stream in a second. So again, thank you guys for watching. Thank you for everyone in chat. And again, thank you, especially everyone who's donated. It is decent to have a bit of beer money to keep the channel going in case we need to invest in stuff occasionally. So,
Indeed. Indeed.
well,
Well,
yes. That's goodbye from me.
and it's a goodbye from him. John McAfee, Godspeed, mate. I just hope you're bailing ass out through the Straits of Gibraltar, laughing as you smoke a spliff and go, lol, I'm off into the sunset. I just hope. But I don't think so. I think we've lost a great man. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.